This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The trial of two paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain resumes tomorrow. CPR's Tony Gorman brings us up to speed on the most recent testimony from a cardiologist.
Dr. Cerise Sundaram told the jury that McClain suffered a cardiac spasm during his confrontation with Aurora police.
He starts vomiting because that's the part of the vessel that is closed. When you're vomiting, that's usually a sign that your heart's in real trouble.
Officers had used a carotid hold on McClain prior to paramedics arriving. Jeremy Cooper and Peter Jakuniak faced multiple charges for giving McClain too much ketamine. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A stolen vehicle search culminated in a police shooting in Colorado Springs early Saturday. Police say the vehicle had been used in some recent violent crimes, and when they stopped the driver, he allegedly exited the car with a gun. Colorado Springs police say at least one officer shot the suspect, who was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident. And Saturday was a rough day for Colorado sports fans. The Broncos were blown out in Detroit. The Nuggets lost in the final seconds against the Thunder. The Avalanche were clobbered by Winnipeg. And the Colorado School of Mines football team lost their second straight Division II championship game. Sports can be heartbreaking. Well, it'll be a nice day at least. Highs in the upper 50s for the Front Range. This is CPR News.